You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
And welcome to Freedom Rings. I am your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Mike.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Excellent.
I'm, boy, after having a week off, I might feel like a rusty old truckmobile.
Not good.
Get back in the swing of things.
I'll get the Happy New Year's in order for you.
Happy
huh?
New Year. And there and Magnum here. Well, no, Happy New Year. Right. Oh, boy.
Well, the Bears had the week off.
The Bears had the week off, and it's going to be North Carolina, huh?
It sure is.
Well, Orton's beaten them already.
He sure has. And that was Orton beating them.
So we got Rex Grossman. Boy, that would be a crying shame if the Bears had been with Grossman in there.
Right. We'll see. It's getting exciting.
Well, it's getting exciting. I'm a little bit... worried that I really think the Bears would have been better off playing Minnesota to win,
yeah,
and getting the momentum.
This is true. I know where you're coming from.
So and North Carolina has come off this big win, and we'll see what happens. But I mean, I understand the other point of view. I understand, boy, if Grossman goes down, you know, there goes the Super Bowl possibility. So,
sure, Coach Ditka had to say about it.
But I didn't hear what Ditka had to say about it.
Ditka was serious, too, by this, by the way. He said they won it in 63, and then they won it in 85. So it's about a 20-year cycle, he says. He predicts the Bears and the Patriots, 44-10, Bears winning the
game. Oh, he thinks the Patriots are going to make it.
He thinks the Patriots are going to make it. He thinks that the Bears are going to be in it, and then the Bears are going to kill him 44-10. And he wasn't joking. He said, you guys think I'm joking. He looked right at the camera and says, I'm serious about this. So I got to go with the coach on this one.
Well, I hope he's right. I don't know.
Gotta love Ditka.
I don't know.
Oh, well, we'll see.
We'll see. But did you see Urlacher on the sidelines of the Minnesota game? Chomping at the bit?
Oh, yeah.
I thought he's going to have a heart attack or something.
Yeah.
He's like, got to kill somebody here.
It's my job. Let me play.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, we'll see. It's going to be really interesting.
Yep.
If I had a predict, I'd still say Seattle, Indianapolis.
That's not a bad prediction.
In the Super Bowl.
Really, if you're thinking with your brain and not with your heart, that's probably a good decision there.
But I do notice that New England, again, that they're coming, they seem to be peaking when they have to in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's the time to do it.
So, you know, who knows?
They're going for
the AFC is so much more loaded, I think.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So.
No team has ever won the Super Bowl 3 times in a row, though.
Ah, okay. Interesting. Well,
yeah.
It should be a really good postseason playoff.
I love playoff time, Kenneth.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. I have two stupid and/or outrageous regulations of the week. I'm not sure which one to go with, but I think I'm going to go with the no-fly list. Apparently, there's a guy by the name of James Moore who's an Emmy-winning former television news correspondent and co-author of the best-selling Bush's Brain, How Karl Rove Made George W. Bush Presidential. Well, last time he tried to fly in an airplane, guess what?
He couldn't do it.
They wouldn't let him out. He made it to the no-fly list.
Gee, I
wonder why. And I wonder how this power... Thing is, you can't appeal that. You can't even find out why you're put on the list. If they just say it's couched in national security reasons.
And it could happen to anybody, then.
It could happen to anybody. So any enemy, this is worse than the Nixon enemy list.
Yeah.
It's really dangerous, folks. And you people who still consider yourselves loyal Republicans, you know, you got to sit up and take notice. Do you really want Hillary Clinton having this kind of power? Do you really want Hillary Clinton having this kind of power? You know, what goes around comes around, folks, and you Republicans are so hypocritical about this whole situation. If Bill Clinton had tried to get away with the power-hungry means that George W. Bush seems to be getting away with, there would have been impeachment proceedings long before Monica Lewinsky. This is far more grave, folks. Far more grave. I understand. The latest we also heard about was the bill banning torture. Supposedly George Bush had reluctantly agreed to Senator McCain's point that we can't allow any kind of torture, not even secret CIA torture, which is what Bush wanted an exception to and Cheney did. So supposedly the Bush administration finally agreed, and then we find out later they're trying to push in a little rider to the bill, allowing exceptions. Surprise, surprise. These people are out of control, folks. The Bush administration is absolutely out of control. They need to be stopped, and you loyal Republicans, you better start looking in the mirror. Because I do not think you want to allow Hillary Clinton to have this kind of power. Okay. I think we'll move on. We're going to have a guest today, Tim Slagle, one of my favorite comedians. He's a libertarian comedian. He's a pretty funny guy. So it should be a fun hour. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. And we will be back after a few messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, 1 block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Hello friends, this is Kenneth John and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a 2-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, non-profit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. I'd like to welcome to the program this morning Tim Slagle. Tim, how are you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How are you doing, Ken?
Oh, I'm doing great, Tim. Great to hear your voice. It's been a while.
Yeah, years.
A lot of stuff has happened over the interim. I was just discussing a little earlier about, I just found this out, this guy, author James Moore, I don't know if you've heard of him, he's an Emmy-winning former television news correspondent, and he's the co-author of the best-selling Bush's Brain, How Karl Rove Made George W. Bush Presidential. Just found out he's made it to the no-fly watch list.
Wow.
Evidently.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah. So I'm starting to wonder if that's a badge of honor. You still have the ability to fly yet or not?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still flying. I do get the special attention. What is that? It's 5 S's or something?
Oh, yeah.
On your boarding pass. Have you seen that?
No. I won't. I mean, I say this. I probably will have to if I was forced into it. But I've said ever since 9/11, I wouldn't fly because I'm too worried about the terrorists. Of course, it wouldn't be the Islamic fascist terrorist.
Oh, man.
Washington fascist terrorist.
I'd love. Oh, okay. Okay, got it.
But at any rate.
I was on Gore's list. I mean, Gore did a profiling list back in the 90s.
Oh, is that right?
And, I was getting my bags pulled off the line in search back then, so.
Yeah, but that was probably about 4 hairdos ago, too, right?
Yeah, it was right on the cusp, actually. That was back when I had dreadlocks.
Yeah. Of course, you'd think, didn't Gore invent Rastafarianism or something like that? So he wouldn't
no, I believe he actually invented the bong.
He invented the bong.
I think that's what it was.
Well, so you must be quite satisfied with the fact that policy in Iraq has been so successful. You know, there's democracy now, and you know, we only have like 21 people per weekend, Americans being killed. So,
I don't know about that. I think the world's a lot better place with Saddam Hussein in a prison cell.
Yeah.
When they pulled him out of that spider hole, every dictator around the world looked around at their palace and their marble toilet and said, you know, this is pretty nice here. I think maybe I will not be so mean anymore.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Gaddafi said, "Oh yeah, you can come in and look." So, I mean, he was like the number one terrorist before they pulled Hussein out of that spider hole and started picking for life in his head.
So you what, ready to bomb the heck out of North Korea and Iran now too then?
I don't know. It wouldn't make me weep.
Okay. All right.
So you know, especially you know any. I mean, North Korea is just ridiculous. I mean, it's almost like a Disneyland for people who love mid-century communism. It's just like Cuba as well. I mean, both of them haven't changed since the 50s. Only Cuba still looks like Ricky Ricardo's hanging around, and North Korea looks just like the communist Soviet Union.
Yeah, they are an anachronism, but I just wonder, you know, I don't know. I think we keep on using our boot of force throughout the world, and the boot's going to come back to haunt us at some point.
Yeah, perhaps.
We can agree to differ.
Oh, no. I understand your position totally. I'm just saying I'm not really concerned. And, you know, I don't.
Okay.
I would
just see a thug get its just deserves. It's not a big problem with you, I guess is what you're saying.
Well, I don't know if it's really thuggery, though. I mean, Hussein was not complying with the terms of surrender.
Right.
You know, it's and any president inherits the treaties that were set by previous. Yeah, I didn't think we should have gone into Iraq the first time, but we did, and Hussein was not complying. He was firing at our planes, and he wasn't allowing the inspectors in. So I don't. You know.
Okay. All right. I got.
Yeah.
We could go on for a half hour of boring North.
Yeah, I know that. I've got
foreign policy talk. So
a lot of libertarians don't like me anymore because we differ on Iraq.
Yeah, that's kind of been a very splintering subject for libertarians. And I stand on the opposite side of this one with you, buddy.
Oh no, that's okay. I fully understand. And like I said, I wasn't, you know, saying, yeah, let's go get them. I wasn't, you know, waving the flag and everything, but I couldn't find a reason to say, boy, that's not a good idea. You know what I mean?
Right. So speaking of waving the flag, you doing any more of that on stage?
No, I stopped that since September 11th. I stopped it just because, for the first time, after those buildings came down, before that, I just kind of looked at the flag burning thing. I guess for the listeners, we should probably explain what I was doing.
Right.
Is I had a little magic trick where I set the Bill of Rights on fire, and setting the Bill of Rights on fire would cause American flag to burst into a fireball. It was marvelously poignant and lost me more work than a lot of comics had booked back in 1996.
Hey, but you held on to your principles, man.
I understand Penn and Teller are actually doing it now.
Oh, is that a fact?
Almost the same.
Did they give you credit?
Oh, no. No. And like that, there's no evidence that they actually plagiarized it, that it was just parallel thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great ideas sometimes come to the forefront.
After September 11th, for the first time, I kind of understood. What, when they raised the flag over the ruins of the Trade Center,
mm-hmm.
it's for the first time in my life, I really kind of understood what that flag meant to a lot of people. And that maybe I was just being an arrogant little jerk with my statement.
Yeah, well, I see how some people see it that way. I see the flag as a representation maybe of our heritage.
Sure.
And that aspect I respect it, but in the same token, that's why I would think if I flew the flag, I'd fly it upside down as a nation in distress. And that's actually the official. That's the official thing you're supposed to do with a nation in distress. You're supposed to fly a flag upside down.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but I think most people would not take it that way. They'd take that out some sort of commie.
Oh, sure. That's like flipping it off. They don't know that that's recognized by the military as legitimate.
Right. Right.
But, so after September 11th, I said, I'm going to hold off on it for a while. And then it wasn't too long after that that they put all the laws, and I couldn't put, because I had to carry actually fly with explosives in order to do that flag thing.
Right.
And that's kind of, then Penn and Teller started doing it, and that's what nixed it entirely, but.
Right.
Right.
So, we got, let's see what we have topically right now. We have, Joseph Alita.
Confirmation
hearings today.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any observations on that?
I sure hope he's a Clarence Thomas. I mean, that's what Bush promised to a
right.
point, was somebody in the mold of Clarence Thomas. I think, if we had 9 Clarence Thomases, we wouldn't have to worry about, the loss of liberty.
I think you might be, to the greatest thing, you might be right, because it's my understanding that the 3 big Supreme Court decisions in the past few years that have done more to take away our liberties than anything else would be the Kelo versus New London, Connecticut, the eminent domain case,
mm-hmm.
which I think he voted against, against the majority, the McCain-Feingold bill, which eliminated free speech in political campaigns. I believe he voted against that one,
mm-hmm.
and the 10th Amendment, medical marijuana, Raich Gonzalez versus Raich.
Yeah, absolutely right. And what's really funny is that all the little whiny liberal hippies that are talking about the fact that they can't have pot for six people,
right?
Have no idea that it was that every Clinton appointee.
Oh, I point that out to them every chance I get,
and they probably say you're wrong.
They were more worried. The liberals were more worried about regulating green homegrown green bean production.
Well, that's the funny thing about that decision is that essentially what they say is that. The fact that you're giving up, because the medical marijuana law in California, they to make sure that they weren't, it was not a federal issue, which is only jurisdiction over interstate commerce.
Right.
A, they didn't sell it, so that's no commerce. And
yep.
B, it had to be grown and distributed in the state, so that's no interstate.
Correct.
According to the majority decision, they said, giving away a bag of pot in California affects the price of a bag of Iowa ditchweed.
Exactly. And the liberals need it because that's their linchpin of power, is that commerce clause
right.
in the Constitution.
Sure.
So they had to rule that way that everything affects interstate commerce so that they can pass any kind of law in order to restrict our freedom.
Well, here's what they don't realize, though. is that because abortions are paid for, and often people travel across state lines to get an abortion.
Right.
You give Congress the right to regulate abortions. And they'll say, well, no, the right to privacy,
exactly.
You know, between a doctor.
Doesn't matter, privacy doesn't matter, right?
Yeah,
there you go.
Between a doctor and a patient to prescribe marijuana. So it's, they have no idea what kind of trap they stuck their foot into with that one.
Yeah, I love to point both to liberals and conservatives, their complete intellectual dishonesty, complete hypocrisy in these things. Of course, the Republicans are all in favor of states' rights, right?
Well,
have we heard that? They're all in favor of states' rights. So they should be in favor of medical marijuana for hippies' grandmothers who have cancer.
I found, I think you'd be surprised how many Republicans actually are.
Well, not in the leadership, buddy.
well, they can't say too much.
Oh, I don't know.
But it's actually, the Supreme Court nominations are the only reason that I could really find to support Bush over Kerry. Because I could not stand to see a Supreme Court stacked with more Democrat style judges.
Well, we'll see about Alito. My understanding is that he's coming down in favor of some of these what I consider draconian police state measures.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm probably going to be disappointed.
And I'm usually not this about these things, but yeah.
but compared to Kerry, where I know I would have been disappointed, at least with President Bush, there's a little bit of hope.
Yeah, the thing is, though, Tim, see, the Democrats are inept. And I think I would have, what would you rather have, an inept person who has the wrong ideas, or someone who is very competent, like Dick Cheney, who has what I consider some real evil ideas? No, I may go for the inept one.
Well, they weren't too inept at Waco or Ruby Ridge.
No, that's
they were pretty. The Democrats were pretty thorough in both those places.
Well, actually, Clinton was Waco, but actually Ruby Ridge was under George the First.
Was it? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was under George the First. But the oversight on Ruby Ridge was certainly the responsibility of the Clinton administration.
The fact that that sniper was allowed to get away with murder.
Yeah, and Clinton was allowed to continue to be head of the FBI and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes, I think, to both administrations. But it actually did happen under George H.W.'s regime.
I stand corrected.
All right. We're talking with Tim Slagle, libertarian. Well, I'll put that in quotes now since he's a warmonger. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. If you have any comments, questions, or observations with Tim, please give us a call, 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
Reduce children to their lowest common denominator. 57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders. Good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones.
Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on map scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president.
And re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public school.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need email or internet setup and training? Call John. Want to simply learn to do things faster? Call John.
Chef Sazeri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want a new computer system set up? Call John. Need fast, convenient repairs? Call John. Call John Sazeri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Sazeri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Alright, we are back with Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. I'm talking with Tim Slagle. And if you have any calls or any comments, questions, observations, give us a call at 847-931-1410. We welcome that. Tim, do you have any kids?
No.
Okay. Alright, so you haven't actually had the opportunity to implement your Halloween candy policy.
I just share that with everyone that it's a good idea.
But I think it would be an interesting thing to share with our listeners. And some of them may have not heard your Halloween candy policy.
Well, I just think that, you know, that right now the people that are teaching our children are probably the only people in America that don't think we're paying too much in taxes. And so that if we really want to teach the children about taxes, that's going to have to be homeschooled. The best time that could be done would be Halloween, because, you know, they're going to put in 8 full hours of power trick-or-treating and going to be dragging home a nice big bag of what should be take-home candy. You can take a little bit for the income tax. You can take a little bit to ensure they'll have candy in their old age. No, don't cry. You know, you'll see it in 50, 60 years. Okay, you know, we'll be honest with you. Grandpa's going to eat all that. You know, you'll have grandchildren of your own, I hope.
So they'll be supporting you.
And, and you know, unfortunately, though, I think if you did that, the kids are smarter. If you did that to your kid, that they wouldn't even get dressed up the next year. Probably spend the whole evening on the couch.
Halloween welfare, huh?
Yeah.
They'd eat all the whole candy.
Ate the candy before it got out of there, yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's go to the phones. We have John. Hi, John.
Hi, Ken. Tim, I wanted to ask you, are you booked anywhere in the area shortly or whatever? Let me see. I thought I was, but I'm going to be up in Hartford, Wisconsin, the 20th of January. This weekend, I'm actually in Indianapolis. And the next thing I have in the area, that's it.
Okay, well, just a few hour drive then to catch you.
Yeah, Hartford, Wisconsin, in the Chandelier Ballroom, January 20th, I think would be the next one, or Indianapolis if you want to go the other way.
Okay.
At, I forget the name.
Is that January 20th in Indianapolis?
Pardon?
Is that January 20th in Indianapolis?
No, it's January 20th in Hartford, Wisconsin.
And when is it in Indianapolis?
This weekend.
Oh, this weekend. Well, see, you can cheer up the Indianapolis folks now so that they won't feel so bad when the Bears kick their butt in the Super Bowl.
And see, I'm just trying to show you, Tim, how I'm even more of an optimist than you are. Hey, this could be Dub Bear, 67-3. Anything else, John?
No, that's about it.
All right.
Thanks a lot, John.
Thanks for your call.
Well, let's see. What else? Anything else on your mind you'd like to share with us? Or we discuss the fine points of environmental policy.
Oh, yeah. I just, that fiasco in Montreal where they had all the indigenous peoples of the Arctic Circle come and beg to stop, or, you know, the governments of the world to stop global warming. What's really funny, if you ever see any pictures of the indigenous peoples of the Arctic Circle, they don't use dog sleds and igloos anymore.
No? Were there any tears streaming down the eyes?
They have space heaters and snowmobiles.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Using hydrocarbon engines?
Yeah, yeah. So, it's we want you people down there to stop it, but, you know, man, dog sleds are way too slow. One thing I actually would like to do is I'd like to travel up there and go to a liquor store and actually see if liquor stores in the Arctic Circle sell ice. Because I would bet you any money that there are people today selling ice to Eskimos.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. What else? What do you think about our educational system?
Mandatory education through 16 years old, and it seems to be working wonderfully well in the inner cities.
Yeah, unfortunately, it isn't even really education anymore. I think for most people, because now that, you know, most homes are two working parents, I think most of the education system now is just free. They look at it as free daycare.
Yeah, free. Yeah.
They're more concerned about the fact that the kids have a place to go during the day that doesn't cost them any money than they really care. You know, are concerned that their kids are getting educated or not, or indoctrinated, as the case might be.
Yeah, yeah. If anything, yeah, indoctrination. Yeah, learn teaching children how to be good citizens. I think that's about the extent.
Even more than that. Teaching them how to recycle.
That's important, of course.
You know, I'll bet you more kids can tell you which bin a 2-liter plastic bottle is supposed to go in than can tell you what the three branches of government are.
Oh God, that's probably absolutely true. And I suppose I suspect there's not much education about the fact that recycling causes more energy depletion than throwing away.
Oh yeah, no, recycling is nothing more than a sacrament for environmentalists.
Right, right.
It doesn't do anything, but it really makes them feel good.
Exactly.
You know, when I lived in the city, actually, when I lived in Chicago, it was a lot easier to recycle. Because all you had to do is just separate your aluminum cans, and the winos would pick them up.
Oh, that's a fact.
Oh yeah, it's recycling the way the invisible hand intended it.
There you go.
And you know, I still remember I was taking a bunch of cans out once, and there was a girl, a neighbor, that she was out there, and she sees me out there with the cans, and I'm dumping the cans and just throwing them in the trash. She goes, "You don't recycle?" I go, "Not really." About 2 seconds later, this bum comes up and sees the cans in the trash and just starts throwing them all in his shopping cart. So she like gets the idea too. So she runs upstairs real quick. Goes, "Just a minute, I got something for you." And she runs up and she gives him all the aluminum.
Yeah.
And then she goes, "And do you take newspapers and glass too?"
No, they don't, because they can't get any money for those.
Because it's worthless.
Yeah, duh.
You know, it's, there has never had to be a recycling program for gold.
So we say the bums are smarter than the environmental wacko.
Oh yeah, that even, you know, that's what Hayek would say, that the market, you know, gives knowledge to be, you know, replaces knowledge where it's unnecessary. Is, you know, those bums don't have to know the you know, value of aluminum is more than newspapers.
Right.
Or the reasons why, or
right,
you know, how much it costs to refine bauxite. All they need to know is the guy in the corner will give them 3 cents a can.
Exactly. And they'll get nothing for using the water resources to wash things out for other recycling. Which, again, that's the point I want to make with you environmental hackers out there. When you use all that water,
Oh, yeah.
You're really depleting our resources a lot more than if you just throw the stuff away.
Yeah, I saw a figure. I think it was in a Heartland publication. I noticed that they're one of your fine sponsors.
Right.
Is that they actually said something like that a ceramic mug would have to be used around 50,000 times before there was actually an environmental benefit over using polystyrene cups. That it actually takes the amount of petroleum in 50,000 polystyrene cups to make and wash a cup.
Wow.
Before the two curves intersect.
That is incredible. Well, it's, should be a word to the wise.
Yeah.
So,
and there's nothing better than a polystyrene cup for keeping your coffee warm, let me tell you. It's Starbucks got rid of them because they care about the environment, but then people were complaining about burning their hands. So then they had the double cups with a cardboard ring around it, and then people were complaining about, you know, when you use the paper, your lips stick to the edge. So they had that. There's probably more plastic in that snap-on cap on those paper cups in Starbucks than there is in like 20 styrofoam cups.
Starbucks, that's a phenomenon. That's just amazing to me. You know, you walk into four corners of a basic Main Street USA, and three of them will have Starbucks, and you walk into the other door or the fourth corner, you walk out and there's Starbucks grind deep plants up there already. I mean, that really, I thought their stock would have gone down tremendously by now, but they just keep.
Yeah, yeah, it's quite amazing, and you know, all they do is sell overpriced coffee.
Well, okay, I mean, yuppies love to pay $12 for breakfast, evidently,
yeah.
Right?
Well, it's not even really. You know, if you can call a scone and a cup of coffee at breakfast.
Right. All right. Well, you're gonna enjoy this one, Tim. We have Wendell on the line. Hello, Wendell.
Yes. Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say that I think that you're sinking to a new low, having this person on making fun of very serious issues. Recycling is very important, and we've got many crises facing our government right now, especially our great leader, Mr. Bush, being harassed by this prosecutor guy who's turned on him. Going after close people, this is wrong. And we're in a war, and it's important. And I could care less if Mr. Bush wanted to listen in on my phone calls if he thought I was going to be a problem to make sure that things were okay. We don't need another 3,000 people dying. What if the Sears Tower were attacked?
I'm not making this call up, by the way. Go ahead.
I don't know when phone calls actually became private. I mean, have you ever been on the phone talking to somebody about marijuana? They always use code words. It's almost everyone that's talking about marijuana on the phone just assumes that they're being listened to. So they have like really weird words, like, you know, hey, did you get that box of walnuts that we were waiting for?
I got a quart of pain for you.
Because it's important.
I thought you and Tim would just get along handsomely because you're both warmongers.
No, I don't think so.
Well, he's a recycling warmonger. I'm an anti. It's kind of the same problem that the Libertarian Party faces. Is there's too many. There's so many factions of it. You know, you have the objectivists going after the Hayekins and going after the. There's so many places.
It's the People's Liberation Front versus the Liberation People's Front.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. One of the most fun times I ever had at a Libertarian convention was the anarchists actually had a hospitality suite. We got a little rowdy, and they had to actually send up security to quiet us down.
Uh-oh, did the anarchists have their own security group?
No. It was just really funny because they didn't want to bust up the party, so anytime it started getting loud, they'd go,
I've never been shushed by anarchists before.
All right. This is Freedom Rings, and we're talking with Tim Slagle, libertarian comedian. If you have any questions, comments, observations, give us a call at 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Ring to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Ring. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Ring, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruption, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, 1 block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
And you may say tonight, you may be illegal now, it's all very much, but it lasts a long while, won't you please tell the man, I didn't
right. We are back at Freedom Rings. We're talking with Tim Flagel. Tim, yeah, I was kind of hoping that... would have been with us a little longer, because, God, you guys really would have hit it off. He was, he's actually one time that said that Hitler's a good man gone bad.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just want to know what kind of, I just want to make sure you knew what kind of pencil you have in your warmongering policy. But, and Wendell, see, so he's against the law when it comes to any prosecutor pursuing George Bush and friends, but... I got a sneaking suspicion he would have been all in favor of Judge Hoffman. You know,
that Abramoff scandal. That is. I was thinking about that today. That's kind of interesting because essentially, what he was doing was paying off the extortionists. if you think about it, it's you know he was getting protection for people that gave
either
him
you
money.
Give me money or you're not going to get legislation in order to do business.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
since when is the people paying the extortionists been the criminals? You know,
it depends who's in power, I guess, who makes them rules, you know. But evidently that's wide sweeping. I mean, like every main Republican you can think of is associated with.
Well,
that.
You see, that's kind of a misnomer too, because 10 of the 30 top recipients of cash were Democrats.
Ah, okay.
You see, that's one thing that quite interestingly nobody seems to be talking about.
Yeah.
That almost $500,000 went to the Democrat Senatorial Committee.
Yeah, well, that's not surprising, actually.
That Tom Daschle got around $30,000 from him, whereas his opponent John Thune only got two.
Hmm. Well, maybe we should just indict all of Congress. I wouldn't be opposed to that. But I don't know how impeachment proceedings would proceed then. But, it's just a hypocrite.
Well, it's hard to prosecute lawmakers for breaking the law.
Yeah. Well, especially, see, that, and that's why I'm a little bit harder, I think, on the Republicans, Tim, is just, you know, they control everything right now, basically. I mean, they control the executive branch, they control the legislative branch, and
I guess I would like a few more checks on their power, considering the alternative, you know, if I had my choice between the Republicans in power versus the Democrats, I'd gladly have the Republicans in power.
Okay.
You know, I myself agree. I think gridlock is a marvelous thing. I think the Constitution was based to encourage gridlock. And it's always the more gridlock we have, you know, the less that gets done, the better. But, you know, but also, unfortunately, I think that the Democrats are far more anti-liberty than the Republicans.
I don't know. I think when you get to the grassroots level, I think that might be true.
Well, I think it's true on a lot of levels. I mean, one thing... You know, one thing, another reason I think I can say President Bush a lot easier than President Kerry was the recent Federal Reserve appointment. If you can trust what the market, you know, how the market went up after the appointment was named, that's a pretty good appointment.
Yeah.
You know, who would have Kerry appointed? Robert Reich? Anybody that Bush would have put in that appointment would be better than anyone that, you know.
Reich would have been an absolute disaster.
And as far as security, you know, I also think that a lot more people are more comfortable with the Republicans in charge. In fact, I would bet you the morning of September 12th, that Tipper Gore looked over her second Bloody Mary over the breakfast table over at Al and just said, "I'm so glad you lost."
Well, you might be. I do think that the Republicans probably would protect us better, but I think their cure, unfortunately, from my viewpoint, is worse than the disease.
Well, actually, Al Fakawi actually said something. I don't know if you saw this morning. Is this the two motives of Al Qaeda? Is the first one, of course, is to get the invaders out of Palestine. But the second one, install Sharia, which is Islamic law, on the entire earth. Spread Islamic justice. The attacks will not cease until after the victory of Islam and setting up of Sharia.
Okay, if that's true, then I understand your viewpoint on that. I keep on going back to this that Switzerland and Norway and Sweden and Canada and Costa Rica never get terrorist bombings.
Uh-huh.
and they're neutral countries.
Well, you know, it's not getting that way anymore. And if you actually look at where the wars are today in the world, except for the drug wars in Central America, all the wars have Islam on one side.
There's hey, I got no love lost for Islamic fascist types. I just figure if you leave them alone, they'll probably just kill each other off over the.
I wish that was true, but unfortunately, they don't like the fact that we don't you know circumcise and wrap our women in red bed sheets. to them, that's an insult to God, and that we must be punished, and that they are the messengers of God to do that.
Tim, what's your website?
www.timflagle.com, FLAGLE.
Thank you very much for being on the show today.
Oh, thanks for having me, man.
All right, Tim, take care. All right, this is a quotation for the week from Robert Heinlein, sci-fi libertarian author. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I alone am morally responsible for everything I do.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.